and welcome to the NTU podcast. Today we're going to be talking about all things employability, whether that's work experience, part-time jobs, careers fairs, everything there is to know about the employability offer here at NTU. So my name's Katie. I'm an NTU graduate. I graduated 5 years ago from fashion management here at NTU, and I now work in the marketing team. And I'm so excited to be hosting the podcast today with two amazing panelists, Jax and Lucy. If you wouldn't mind just giving yourself a quick introduction, Jax, I'll go to you first.
So I'm Jacqueline Wallace. I am the communications, content and events team manager here at NTU.
Lovely. And how long have you been here?
Oh gosh, I think we're up for 6 years this year.
Nice.
So all the time working in the employability team. So absolutely love it.
So you are an NTU employability expert.
Yes.
I'm glad to have you here today. And Lucy, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
I'm Lucy Midgley. I'm the Careers Fair and Events Assistant in the employability team. And this is my placement year.
Oh, amazing. So you are a current student on their placement year.
Yep.
So is this your third year of your course?
Yes, it is.
How are you finding it?
Really good. I'm almost 11 months into placement now, so very much coming to the end of my time with the team.
Do you feel like you're looking forward to re-becoming a full-time student in September?
Yeah, but I also feel like it's going to be very weird letting go of my job now because it's on campus and I'm going to be seeing the team throughout the year and not knowing what's going on. And it's going to be really weird letting go of it all.
Oh, definitely. I can imagine that when there's a careers fair on, you'll be like, guys, I'll just help hand in hand. I'll be here. If you want me to help, I'll hand some stuff out. You won't be able to let that go. Thank you for coming here today to speak through all things employability. So to start us off, we're just going to talk about what kind of services you guys offer to our students. So Jax, let's pretend I know nothing about employability at all. Would you be able to give a bit overview of what we offer our students, what kind of services? That'd be great.
Of course. So employability are here to help you at any stage of your career. So whether that's looking for a part-time job, looking for a placement, looking for your graduate role, looking at postgraduate study, we're here to help. So we do things like checking your CV, interview prep, actually having one-to-ones with you around career planning, just so that we can help you and support you in whatever your needs might be for that. We also have lots of other things that we can help with. So we have events that have lots of employers that come on campus to support you. We have awards that you can do to build your employability and develop your skills. We have very specific teams as well, such as our progression and success team, who help students who might have disabilities in final year. And we have a whole graduate support offer as well. There's not a lot that we don't do to help you.
So it's literally from the day you get here till way in the future that we're here to support.
And at any point of your career as well.
So what kind of things do we offer in terms of support to our students? Can you get an appointment? Is it one-to-one in with face-to-face with our staff? Is it online? What kind is the...
We've got kind of a mixture of things that you can do. So you can come down and actually speak to somebody at one of our hubs. So we have hubs at City, Clifton and Brackenhurst campuses, and some ad hoc campus work that we do over at Mansfield as well. We also have an online offer. So we have a chatbot, so you can ask some questions to our chatbot and they will give you a little response to that. Wow. Or you can speak to an advisor via our live chat service and then speak to somebody via Microsoft Teams. You can also have a face-to-face appointment if you like. So we have a whole team of coaches who are here to support you, and you can request an appointment with them and we will do that wherever is easiest for you.
When I was a student here, and I actually had a one-to-one appointment with a member of the employability team, and it was so, so useful. Lucy, what would you say, let's say I'm coming to an advisor today with a problem at the NTU employability, how would that look like with you? How would I go about that? Is there anything I would need to bring? What kind of things would you cover? Just give us a little bit of intel on that.
So you would typically get greeted by, we have... shoots that work part-time at the hubs, so they're sort of seen as the first point of contact for if you are wanting that employability support. Often they'll find out what you're looking for, so that might be that you're looking for a CV review. They'll put you in, we have a nice little waiting area, waiting for that career advisor to come and get you, and then you have that one-to-one session with them. They'll talk you through maybe what to improve. Maybe it's that the format of the CV is completely wrong. If you're applying for a certain job, you might go, how can I tailor my CV towards that specific job? That's typically what will happen. And then obviously, if you then get through to maybe having an interview, you could come back to the hub and say, I've got that, I've got the through, and can I have an interview prep session so they'll sort of go through what sort of questions to answer, maybe think about questions to ask in the interview. Similarly, they've got like assessment centre prep because some employers now have assessment centres. So they really think of everything sort of in the recruitment process that they could support with.
I think as well, there's so great that there's all different types of support, whether it's CV, interview, whether it's looking for jobs. It just gives you that really all-rounded approach. Would you even say that students need to know what career they want to go into to come and have an appointment with you?
Not at all. And we actually kind of love it when people don't have an idea, because it's what we enjoy doing best, is kind of working with you to figure out what it is that makes you tick. Like, what are your skills? What is it about your degree that you love that you want to bring into a job? So for us, you do not need to have an idea. You could even just have a little inkling of an idea. We want to talk to you at that point so that we can support you through that in however that might look.
Definitely. And there's so many transferable skills in courses, you know, across all of our schools and everything, that you might do a degree in history, but then realise, oh, that's not quite what I want to do. I want to go into something a bit more business format, and the team can help you with those transferable skills. Is that right?
That is right. That's literally what I have done. My degree was history. Yay, and I now work joking. In like marketing. So it's exactly what I did. Was I had no idea what I wanted to do and thought, I quite enjoy writing. I quite enjoy kind of the more creative side of marketing. And that's how I fell into marketing, quite literally, was not knowing what to do and going, I'll just give it a go.
I like that side of it. Oh, I love that. So you're like a perfect example when students come and they might be a little bit nervous or might not really be sure what they want to do. You're like, listen,
yeah.
I love the fact of when you're saying about the fairs and that it's like unlocked something new and, you know, an interest, because that's really kind of what work experience and placement is about. It's about finding what you enjoy, and if there's something else that matches your skill set you might not have necessarily learned in the lecture theatres, it's a great way to explore that. And in terms of the companies that we work with, there's, you know, such a variant amount, isn't it? It doesn't just have to be for one set course. Is that right, Jax? You can just go... There's so many businesses that are available to students.
So many businesses. So we get thousands of opportunities coming through our various job portals each year, and you can work with pretty much any business. As you say, most of your skills are transferable for them. We do get some that are very sector specific. So we have some really good links for our built environment schools. We have some great employers that come on campus, like Volker Fitzpatrick. They traditionally take up to about 10 placement students a year just from NTU. So we have some really fantastic connections that we've built as a team, and that gives you those opportunities that are often exclusive for us. So
I know. I love that word, exclusive. Yeah. Exclusive for NTU students. I mean, you know, like, that's such a great opportunity that you know that you are getting the skills that these companies desire and these they want. It just shows that you are the idea of going to university is to, you know, be able to be employable afterwards. So that's what we're creating. I love it. Yeah. When I was a student at NTU, I really enjoyed the careers fairs. I thought they were just such a fantastic opportunity to meet the companies that you were desired to work at. If there was a particular scheme that you wanted to know a little bit more about, they were just a great way to get that face-to-face contact. And I always used to love the hack that if you then applied for a job, you could mention in the cover letter that you'd met them at the careers fair. Rinse that. Absolutely loved it. So tell us a little bit more about the careers fairs. Obviously, Lucy, it's your bread and butter. I'm going to go straight to you. Just tell us a little bit more about how they work for our students. Can you only go to one set one if you're on a different course? How does that kind of work?
So we have 6 careers fairs throughout the entire academic year. So we have the autumn fair, which is the Kickstarter. It's seen as being our biggest one of the whole year, and that is a general fair at the city campus. So it's pretty much for anyone and everyone, any course, any subject, any interest, that's for you. And then we have the built environments, that's for specifically the architecture, design and built environment school. So that's more just because we have so many of the employers that are interested in those students, and they are a bit more of a sector specific experience for them. And then we've got STEM, which we take to the Clifton campus just because that's where the STEM students are based.
What does STEM stand for?
That is science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Proud of myself.
I literally only found out what STEM meant through the, you know, that TikTok where it's like women in STEM, and I was like, what does STEM? Because obviously you only ever see it as like STEM, and then I was like, oh, it actually spells a word,
something.
STEM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
love that.
Then we have the Life Science and Environment Fair, which is at Brackenhurst. So a lot of that is for your horticultural, zoology, veterinary. I'm trying to think of any other courses that I can remember that are based at Brackenhurst now.
Is that geography? Did you say geography?
Geography, there's food science. They generally have the best freebies at Brack. Not that I'm supposed to say that, but they have a lot of free food at Brack.
Then we've got the Nottingham Law School Law Fair. So that is actually an evening event. And we've expanded that from just being local law firms to it's starting to sort of build traction now, and we're starting to get more just sort of national companies that are interested in our students. And then in term two, if you are panicking that you've still not got that placement or graduate role yet, we have the Spring Fair, which is again another general fair here at City Campus. Anyone can go to the fairs, whether you are a current student or a recent graduate, you can come to the fairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Yep. It's part of the offer and the support we have for even if you've left and you've gone, oh, I've graduated a year ago and I still haven't got that graduate job, and tend to emails and we say, yep, you just have to sign in at reception and you can come and talk to the employers.
One of the exciting new additions to the Career Fair series is we've just launched a part-time jobs fair, so that will be coming in term one. We know how important it is for our students that they want to get kind of some additional work experience and additional funds. So this is something that we're really excited to do. We had our first one this term and it was quite small, but we had the same amount of students we would have at a normal careers fair attending. Yeah, so we're so excited. Yeah.
It's nice that would you say as well, you mentioned about local, is it quite a regional thing? Is a lot of like local Nottingham companies come to these careers fairs? Because that's always so great that our, you know, students can stay continuing working in the area if they decide to.
It's a bit of a mix and match. So we do try and have as many as we can that are based in Nottingham. And also there's a lot of companies that you don't realise are based in Nottingham. Mm. I didn't realise that Boots headquarters are Nottingham based.
I mean, NTU is one of the biggest employers in Nottingham.
It is. Mm. And of our own graduates as well.
So sticking with careers fairs, so if we've got any current students listening that are going to be going to a careers fair soon, what's your number one piece of advice? Lucy, I'll go to you first.
Prepare for the fair.
Oh my God, I love that. I love the fact that it rhymes. Prepare for the fair. What does that mean?
So, and I can only say because it's part of my job, my day-to-day job, is that we have a lovely fair dashboard for each fair. It has lots of information. So it has a top tips on how to prepare for the fair. We have a stand plan, so you can see exactly where each stand is going to be and which employer is at each stand. So you can make a lovely little list of, Enterprise is at stand 20. I want to go talk to them. And then my job is creating all the employer profiles. So when an employer books onto the fair, we ask them, what roles are you going to have? Is it graduate, placement? Everything that you could possibly want to know about a business is on their employer profile. So it has a little bit about them, the benefits of working for them, which students are maybe going to be interested in, but important to know. And then what roles they've got, any closing deadlines that we know. Some of them don't fully know when they book. And then you can actually go through and filter the search. So if you are specifically looking for those graduate roles, you can filter through that. You can filter through sectors, through courses, everything like that, and really just research who you want to talk to and make sure that it's, if you're a second year student, you're not going and talking to an employer who doesn't have placement opportunities, because
it's pointless.
Yeah.
You can't talk to everyone. How many, say 120 businesses you had at the last one or something
the
like that?
The built environment one was our biggest fair this year, and we had 125 employers.
Like, you can't possibly speak to 125. So like you say, if you do your research beforehand, find out a little bit more about what roles might be suited to you and approach the stand with those questions, you'll just get more out of it, won't you? So Jax, have you got any advice for the careers fairs?
I have. I think if you are feeling anxious or you're not quite sure how to kind of approach it on the day, our staff are there and available to help. So we always have a stand. You can spot us. This year we will have some bright orange t-shirts or some bright pink t-shirts that you can find us by.
literally just come and ask us. We are there to help. We all have the dashboards available. So if there's somebody you can't find, let us know. We'll help you locate them. We'll walk you to the stand. We'll have some quiet spaces as well. So if you are feeling a little overwhelmed and anxious, we can take you there and kind of just have a bit of chill time, talk you through, and we might even be able to bring an employer to you if you're kind of struggling with that. So we're here to help.
Whatever you need, NTU Employability are here to help. Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's our motto.
So, Jax, we're going to play a really quick game of true or false, but NTU Employability edition. Are you ready? So I'm going to read out a statement and you just need to say true or false. Lovely?
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's go for it.
So NTU Employability can help with work experience, placements and graduate work.
True.
True.
We can indeed.
So everything.
Everything. Anything, work experience, careers, we're here to help you with that.
Amazing. NTU Employability supports only current students.
Nope. We support our current students and our graduates as well. So you do not lose access to employability once you've graduated NTU. You can still access our service for 3 years face-to-face and forever online.
Next one. You have to know what career you want when you visit NTU Employability.
Nope, not at all true. That is completely false. We actually want you to come to us if you don't know what you want to do. That's what we're here for. We love supporting our students who don't really know what they want to do with their next steps. So please come and talk to us.
So while students are at university, they might be looking to earn a little bit more money, whether it's for things to do in the summer, whether it's for to get themselves more work experience while they're at university. There's loads of different reasons why people might want to have a part-time job whilst at university. I don't know about you guys, but I had a part-time job when I was at uni. I worked at a retail shop in Nottingham and I absolutely loved it because not only did it give me that extra income, it also introduced me to like a full new group of friends and people. And it was really nice to have that other routine whilst at university for a few hours on a weekend. So I'm always up for a part-time job at university. I always recommend it to people. Do you guys want to tell a little bit about maybe some part-time work you did at university? Jax, I'll go to you. You're nodding away there, eager to tell.
So I had a part-time job in the holidays when I was at uni. So I worked for Forest, actually.
Really?
I'm not a Forest fan, just throwing that out there now. But it was great because I worked during the holidays, so I didn't have to work while I was at uni, so I could just focus on my studies, and that just really helped me. And it meant that I was getting a proper break as well when I was away from uni. I could just decompress, go to work, earn a bit of cash, see my friends and kind of build my skill set as well. So I found some of my passion because it was a bit of an events thing because I worked for the ticket office. Started to realise that was something I enjoyed. So for me, it was great, and I would definitely recommend if you can get some sort of work experience to try and do that.
Lovely. And there's so many different ways to get part-time work, whether it's in a bar, whether it's in a shop, whether it's doing something a little bit different. Lucy, you were saying before about how you actually worked for the university when you was a full-time student.
Yeah, I'm one of the student ambassadors for my course. So what that means is you work casually, so you have to do a minimum of 20 hours throughout the entire academic year. Which is very nice and easy.
So fine.
Most of the time I do the open days. So I spend the full day talking everything to do with my course, answer questions to do with being a student at the university, what it's like living in Nottingham, anything like that.
So you're basically being paid to be an advocate for the university, which people do anyway. You know, when you go to university and you love it and you want to tell people about it, you know getting a bit of extra money for it is great. And like you say, open days are usually all in term time, so then you can do it around your studies that way as well.
Yep.
Would you recommend being a student ambassador to anyone?
I started in second year. Since being on placement, they've gone and I've been in like my course talk when they've done the Q&A's, so that people can ask me questions in a big lecture theatre just to make me even more freaked
more on
out.
The spot.
Yeah, I mean, the massive lecture theatres in Newton, talking to full house of people, but that's definitely something that I've learnt from placement, actually, is public speaking and having more confidence to talk to people.
I think that's the great opportunity for things like this. It's not even necessarily just if you've got a part-time job, you're going to get money, you're going to get developed experience. It could be some people's first experience of working, first time having to fill in a CV, first time having to have an interview. The more practice that you can get, the better, more relaxed you'll be going forward. So yeah, thanks for your stories, guys. Love a bit of part-time work. So if you're a student that is already at the university or looking to come to Nottingham and thinking, how am I going to get a part-time job? You know, how am I actually going to apply to it? Jax, I'll come to you because obviously you can help support our students quite regularly. What would you kind of say to someone who is interested in that, that might be a bit unsure?
So you'll be really pleased to know we actually have a little subsection of our team that deals exclusively with part-time jobs. So we have a team called Unitemps and they specifically look for roles within the university. And last year we had over 10,000 assignments come through for our students to apply to get experience. So there's lots of opportunities actually while you're here at NTU to kind of build your experience. We also have another little bit of the team, which is called Job Shop, and they look for local part-time jobs for you, and you can get job alerts from them, and they'll send you kind of the latest things happening around Nottingham. Our team, we also are experts at looking at part-time jobs because it's probably one of the biggest requests that we get is to actually look at that CV for you. So we can help you do that. We've also got some great online software as well that helps you build that first part-time CV. So you can do it yourself if you wanted to and then come and have a chat with us about it.
Nice. So there's plenty of options.
Lots of options.
And you get a lot of people coming to ask.
Oh, it's probably one of our biggest queries.
Really?
Yeah, probably part-time jobs and then placements. They're the two things that we get asked the most about. So our students are really keen to kind of build their work experience and kind of put their skills into action. So we just are inundated with kind of part-time requests. So.
Oh, wow. Well, like you say, there's loads of benefits to it. It's nice for people to get that little bit of extra money coming in and also develop your skills at the same time. Love that. So Lucy, you've mentioned a little bit about your placement and that's, you know, why you're here with us today, because you were a current student and now you're, you know, excitingly working with NTU Employability. So you are my placement expert today. So what would you say is the most beneficial things about doing a placement? You know, why are they so popular? What would you recommend them for? Just tell us a little bit about that.
I think the main reason that a lot of people want to get a placement is for work experience. Particularly, I'm a business student. There's so many business students across the country. So what can you do to make your CV and your application stand out when it's that graduate role, when you're first coming out of university? It is the work experience and what you've developed at university. And the main thing that I've sort of got from placement is developing soft skills. You know, I didn't really love Excel before placement, and now I would say that is one of my biggest sort of day-to-day software that I use, and I've really developed a confidence for using that. Just communication, I've never had to speak sort of professionally to people before, and building sort of how you would communicate correctly on email or on the like phoning an employer up for me is one of the big ones.
I had my placement in London, and one of the benefits I always found is that I actually moved to a new city to kind of like test out whether that's where I wanted to be or whether it's just somewhere that you kind of wanted to trial, because obviously it's only a year and then you can move back to Nottingham. I actually did not like London at all. Didn't like it, but it's a great way to try that out. And whether it's trying something in a company, whether it's trying something in a city or even another country. So we actually do offer some global placements, don't we, in a different country. So you're both nodding.
We Jax. Do. Yeah, we do indeed.
Tell me
so
more.
If you did want to do your placement abroad, you can do that. So we kind of source a limited number of those, but you can also approach companies abroad. So if you wanted to, if you say wanted to go. So I did my year abroad, was in Germany for mine.
Really?
Yeah, I did teaching for a year through the British Council. So we have opportunities like that that you can explore. So we can work in conjunction with Global Lounge to kind of support you through that. Look at some of the funding options. So we do have access to things like the touring scheme, which can give you a little bit of money to help you do that. So we can support you with that. We can try our best to kind of work through kind of what maybe a CV looks like for another country. Try being the key, because every country does it differently. So we'll do a bit of research and work with you on that. But you are more than welcome to do that and kind of to try something different.
So Lucy, you've been telling us a little bit about your role and the fact that, you know, you have looked to hire your replacement. That sounds like such an interesting process and such an exciting opportunity. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so luckily my line manager and Jax, who is my manager's manager, luckily they trusted me to actually be part of the team of us that were looking at the CVs and looking at the cover letters and deciding who was going to make the cut, and then actually being on the interview panel as well. And I actually got a lot from being part of that. I got sort of the, oh yeah, I would have done it like that. Oh, that CV looks very similar to what I sent in. And then a lot of the do nots.
And tell us a little bit about the do nots, just in case someone's looking to apply for a job and they think, oh, that applies to me. Best not do that.
One of the best things to do is to, every time you're applying for a job, redo the cover letter, redo your CV, because if it's just a generic thing, it's, you're going to be instantly no, because you've not made the effort just to edit a bit slightly. You know, every job application has the skills that they're really looking for. And I didn't have any events experience before my placement. All I did was my experience as a waitress and some of the few little bits I've done. I just linked all the skills that they wanted back to the experience I did have. And that's how I got my job.
Love it. I think it's really interesting when people like share their experience of how they got placements, because it helps other people. You know, it's a load of students will be going through it right now, and it's really good for people to share those experiences and, you know, give those tips and tricks. You mentioned a funny story earlier about the AI.
Yes.
What has been your experience with people using AI?
We had one that actually hadn't even edited out the insert relevant experience here. So they hadn't even read through and edited what AI had put in. And really, you can just tell if it's not that person that has written it. And that's sort of the main thing is, you know, we want to know that it's, you know, your words and your personality is coming through a little bit in that cover letter. And AI doesn't have a personality.
The thing is they want to know, the cover letter is there to know more about you and your personality, not just a generic way that everyone else would approach it. So that's what it's there for. So don't waste that opportunity. So we've spoken about part-time work. We've spoken about placements. Is there any other way that students can gain experience from outside their course whilst at NTU? Lucy, I know you mentioned before this about a little bit of an experience that you did at the university. Do you mind telling our lovely listeners all about it?
Yeah, so in my second year, as part of my course, I applied and got a place on this virtual internship scheme. So it's the Mindless Academy. They go to a lot of the universities now. I think we were one of their first ones that they chose to do it with. And it's a four-week program. Every week you get given an assignment. You do a bit sort of a case study report, which you can see that we do a lot of case studies at NTU on our website. And it's just a way of, we get feedback every week. We had sort of mini lectures about how to sort of do that sort of digital content as a bit more of applying the theory that I'd learned in my modules to then doing it sort of in a physical format. And it's another thing to add to the CV.
I think it's like you say, it's the development on from the skills that you're kind of already learning and applying that in a practical format. That is, I think if you've looked in a dictionary, that is literally what work experience is. But it's about just building your CV, building your knowledge. Then when you get into interviews and people are asking you questions, yes, you may not have had a full-time job necessarily yet, but you've done all these little tropes and traits here and there that can help build answering those questions. So Lucy, as our placement expert, as you are on placement here at NTU, and you have been through the placement application process that a lot of students might be going through at the minute, what would be your top advice and tips for students looking for a placement right now?
Don't give up. It gets very tricky after that 10th rejection, but just keep going. You will get one eventually. Don't use AI.
They can tell.
So just write that cover letter yourself. Don't get pigeonholed on if it's a big company. If you know the name, you know, any work experience is relevant. And also, you might have the best time in a smaller company where you can be more involved in the day-to-day activities. And don't get narrow-headed on if it's, oh, I want to do marketing, and it has to be like marketing, or content. You know, everything at some point is going to be relevant, and work experience is work experience.
So not only is work experience a big part of that students can kind of actively go and look for while they're at university, a lot of our courses have it embedded in, don't they? So you can be going to your course, you don't even have to get a placement, and you'll have so much work experience without even realizing it. Just appears at the end. So Jax, if you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of an example maybe of how you can get that embedded work experience here at NTU.
So one of the things that you might have in your course are, say, live projects or live briefs that are actually set by employers. So probably quite a nice example of this. We have this in the School of Art and Design quite a lot. So our fashion design courses will have a brief that will be, say, I think one of the recent ones they've had is Laura Ashley kind of gave them something to work towards. So you'll work to things like that, and it's like mimicking that experience you would normally have while on, say, a placement or in a job. So it's just kind of putting the skills that you're learning and putting them into kind of a practical sense that's a bit more realistic for you to realise, this is what I'm learning, this is how I would put that into action in a job.
I guess it's like what you were talking about earlier, Lucy, with the work experience that you did in your course, that you've got them real life examples to kind of play back on, to use in your CV, to use in your portfolio, without even necessarily having to go out and do the full job. It's that project to really show the development of. So Lucy, talking about work experiences embedded into the course, have you noticed any skills that you gained while you were a student now that you're working at the university?
So on my course, a lot of our assessments are catered more towards sort of building those skills that you would need to add to your CV. So we have a lot of group projects where you're building your teamwork skills. You might take on that sort of project manager role and managing that team. We have presentations, that's building up your public speaking, building up those MS Microsoft skills of, you know, you have to write your reports in Word, you have to do presentations, you've got to do a bit of Excel. And that's all skills that then you can put on your CV, and when you're applying, you can go, oh, these are all the things that I've not even realised when I'm doing just an assessment that I've actually developed those skills.
I love that. It's that you don't even realise you've got the skills until you're using them in real life and you think, how did I learn these? Way back then. What I really enjoy about, what I enjoyed about my course when I was at NTU is we actually had a dedicated module all about employability, so people to sit down with you, and you had to create a CV, a cover letter, we had to do like a fake interview. There was all these different things that literally were embedded into the curriculum, and I found that, I think we had it in second year, and it then really helped with like placements, and again, applying for a placement then helps applying afterwards. Do you find that quite a lot of courses have employability embedded into the curriculum?
Yes, we find that with a lot of them, and a lot of the time students, they will see it's an employability module, but they still don't quite make that connection of kind of, oh, okay, so some of the things that we've reflected on in this could go on my CV. So when we are looking at applications for people, one of the biggest things we're having to say to people is, what have you learned in your course that you could bring to a job? So this happens a lot with our vocational degrees, that we have to go, you've got a practical skill. So just an example would say be construction management. You go and do a site visit. People don't mention that. And it's like, you should be mentioning that, because that's you putting your skills into practice. And it's a little mini work experience that you can reflect back on for when you are applying for a placement or a graduate job.
And that's why it's so important to come to NTU Employability if you've got any questions, because obviously, there's not going to be many students out there that have maybe been to another university, so may not necessarily have anything to compare it to. Whereas here, we have so much work experience that it you know, it's like, oh, this is a given. But no, this is something that's going to put you apart and set you ahead of maybe other people that are going for the role for you. So it's important to really get that down.
It's really important. And just to talk to somebody, because sometimes you just don't realise that experience that you've got. So coming to actually speak to us, we can flag that to you.
Definitely. I think another thing that we found, my course mates as at university, is we actually did a lot of like cross-course collaboration. That is a really hard tongue twister to say. So we actually worked, so I did fashion, we worked with the IT course to create a app for one of our projects. And obviously when you leave university and go into the real world, you work with numerous different types of, you know, colleagues. You know, they might not be the exact same thing as you. They might be doing marketing, or, you know, IT or finance. There's all these different ways, and kind of getting those skills ahead of time makes the transition so much easier. And that's another great way that NTU really helps our students become more employable.
Another way actually that you can get more work experience without knowing on your course is through your lecturers and the seminar tutors. One of mine was actually on the team that invented the fab isolate.
You are joking.
Nope.
Oh, I mean, if it was a bit warmer like it was at the weekend, I would be dying for a fab right now, but it is currently rainy and wet in Nottingham, but the fab, Isolly, yeah. Amazing.
So you have a lot of industry experts coming and teaching you all those theories and how to apply them into that working environment. And it's something you don't really realise, but then I can now say that I've been taught by someone who invented the fab Isolly, and that's just a pretty cool fact to be able to drop.
I've got a question for you, Katie.
Oh, okay.
So as you've graduated from NTU, what support would you have wanted kind of when you were starting your career out? And did you know you had any of it available to you at NTU at the time?
I think I knew that there was something available, but I didn't quite know the extent of like what we've discussed today, basically still being able to kind of exactly the same as when you was at university, because I did access it quite a lot when I was at NTU. Ooh, what would I say? I think definitely showcasing maybe companies that really like NTU graduates. I think that would have been really useful, because it's just such a big world when you graduate, and there's just so many companies that sometimes it's hard to kind of narrow it down. So I think maybe recommendations of companies to go for that either like NTU students or you know have a really good reputation, definitely think that's maybe where I would start. But then I graduated and worked at NTU the whole time, so I never really needed that. But thinking about it out loud then, I was like, okay, maybe that's what would be really beneficial to quite a lot of students and maybe help, you know, refine that search when you leave. I think that would be my answer.
Oh, okay. So that is actually something that we do here at NTU. So obviously with our fairs and events, the employers we're bringing on, we're not just bringing them on for the fun of it, we're bringing them on because they want to actually employ our students and graduates. So that's kind of your first tell about who is it that wants to employ us, is, well, who are we bringing on campus? Who's coming to our fairs? Who's coming to our events? You also have to look at our job portal. So we do have a job portal, and a lot of those graduate jobs are being curated by our team. So we're actually talking to these employers, actively looking for connections, because they want our graduates. So that's a really good starting point for a lot of people that I don't think they quite realise is there, but we try and shout about it. So I'm shouting about it now for you. It is there. There is a great portal with lots of graduate jobs on. We have hundreds added in a week, and there is pretty much something for every course on there. So it's always worth checking.
Very, very good to know. And you get access to the online stuff
forever. You do not lose access to it. Yep. So as you are graduating, you normally get a little reminder just to reset your password for it, and that will keep your access going. But you can access all of our websites, so our jobs portal, our events, and our information and guidance side as well. You do not lose access to that the whole time.
Oh, wow. I mean, what else can you ask for in terms of support after you leave? Constant.
Well, you can also have 3 years of face-to-face support as well. So you do not lose any of that. So whether you were an undergrad, postgrad, home or international student, once you've graduated, you can still access our service. We have a dedicated progression and success team who look after our graduates. So you can book in one-to-one appointments with them. And again, they can be face-to-face if you're still in Nottingham, or you can have those online or over the phone if you've kind of gone back home. So you have all of that. You have some dedicated online courses as well. So if you are kind of struggling a little bit with what you want to do after graduation, not a problem. You can sit and work through that, and it kind of gets you to reflect on the skills you've learned at uni and the skills that you might have that you've not thought about. So we have all of that support for you. That all culminates in something called the Graduate Promise. So we are really confident at NTU that you will get a graduate job once you've left us. But we do know that for some graduates, that's not necessarily kind of easy to happen. So we have this promise, which is basically you meet with our team, you have a one-to-one coaching appointment, you go through this little online program. And then if you still kind of need that support at the end, we have an offer of an internship for you to help you build your experience. So they're generally quite short. Mostly they're kind of around Nottingham. And it will be preferably in something that you want to work in. So we'll help you build that experience that way.
Oh, amazing. What would you say sets NTU employability apart from everybody else?
I would say it's the fact we have such a wide variety of different ways that we can help you, and that you can access the service in so many ways. So you can have that face-to-face support if you want. You can do things kind of, if you want to do it yourself, we've got lots of online software and tools that can help you do that. There are the events. So we have these 6 career fairs throughout the year, bringing hundreds of employers on campus for you to kind of talk to.
You can go to the hubs and speak to people. There's awards that you can use to develop your skill set. There is just so much stuff that we kind of can help you with and offer to you. And it's the fact that you get that for the whole time you're here and beyond that as well. So it's just, there's just so much good stuff, and the team are just so keen and here to help you.
One of the other ways that you can keep in touch with the NTU employability team is actually to listen to the Working On It podcast. So that's all things to do with employability. So I did an episode talking about my experience on placement, how I found just the application process throughout my year, not just specifically working at NTU, my plans for afterwards. You also have a lot of podcast episodes with employers and in the people in the industry. It's available on Spotify and Apple.
Nice. What a plug.
Yep.
Listen to it when you're driving to work, walking the dog.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Worldwide.
Follow us on social media as well.
Oh, we another plug.
Of social media channels.
Get your plugs
so,
in.
Yeah, you can follow us, and we post job updates weekly as well. So if you follow us, we do part-time placement and graduate jobs of the week on our Instagram and our LinkedIn account. So do follow us on there, as that's the quickest way you'll get all of your information. And just please like and share and comment on our posts.
We've come to the end of our podcast. We have discussed everything there is to know: work experience, part-time work, careers fairs, graduate, the NTU graduate promise, everything there is to know about NTU employability we have covered today. So thank you both so much for joining us and teaching me and everybody else so much more about employability and really learning some do's and don'ts when it comes to applying for a job. And also, if you are an NTU graduate listening, you can get all this help still, which is what I didn't realise. I mean, I am past the 3 years now, so unfortunately I can't get the face-to-face support.
Got it online though.
I can do it online though, which is amazing. It's just such a great offer that we have to show that we are there for students from the start of their journey right until the end. Show, you know, we have a student experience like no other, and this is just adding into it that little bit more. So thank you both so much for joining us. I hope to see you again on the podcast. Maybe we'll be talking a little bit more about some do's and don'ts. That'd be really interesting. So thank you so much for watching and or listening today, and we'll see you next time on the NTU podcast. Bye.